So let's start with when did you start doing comics and why?
Okay. I started in 2011 when I was in my second year at university, and I was an art student, and I used comics to make fun of the world around me and my own situation. So, but I had been drawing them for maybe like 6 years before that. And at art school, this was a time when Tumblr was really popular. So I just started uploading, and the first few got a good response, which surprised me. So I just sort of continued it as a side project, and now it's my job.
Okay. How did you come up with the idea of Sarah Scribble?
The idea for the comic or for like individual comics?
For both.
Okay. Yeah. I think the first one to just draw the comic, it was natural. It was sort of like my way of writing a diary.
Okay.
And then ideas for individual comics, I usually sit down and ask myself questions. Like, I'll be like, what are you feeling? What are you thinking about? What's happening in the world? And I try to think of an idea, or I try to use an idea that I feel is important or something that I think I can talk about, and then I'll work with one idea and try to express it through comics.
Okay. Did you expect to have such a big success and so many fans?
No. I did.
It's classic.
Yeah, I did. I think I could tell by the first few that it was something I had like a knack for. But at the time, there were maybe only like 3 really famous webcomics. So I didn't expect to become like a famous webcomic, but there were a lot of small niche communities. And so I thought, okay, if I work hard, I can probably become part of these like niche webcomics and find like a small but loyal following. But I didn't expect it to be as universal as it was. I thought it would be a little bit more contained.
Okay. How is your relationship with your fans and with your Italian fans? Since they're in Rome. Yeah.
Personally, I think it's good. I have people in bookstores comment to me that like I have really cute and nice fans, because I guess like bookstores get a bunch of different fan bases. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of my fans are around my age and a lot like me, and I love coming here because people are just so like creative. Like, they'll make drawings for me and or like make little stuffed animals for me, and I think it's really something special, I think.
Okay. Yeah. How you haven't thought of abandoning Sarah Scribbles and do another types of comic, another type of character?
I think I went to school for illustration, and I think I eventually want to be an editorial illustrator again, though something more serious and also something that requires less like writing, because Sarah Scribbles is a lot of writing. But I'm definitely, I think, going to do at least 2 more books. I think I'm going to reach 5 and then maybe reach like 28, 29, and then I'll think about it. But the next few years, I really plan to do Sarah Scribbles. But I do like other forms of art, so
you can change, you can switch one from another.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
Are there any comics or books that have influenced your choice to become a comic artist or influence your art?
Yeah, I think Ali Brosh's Hyperbole and a Half. It sort of has the same origin story as me. Like, it, she uploaded a few comics at work. It became viral, and then she was a webcomic artist for a long time, and then went into print. And I think that one was really important for me to see that it was possible to make that transition. And she was maybe, I think, a year or two before me, so I sort of had that reference point. So, and also the art style, she worked in MS Paint, like very simple, and I think that sort of freed me to not be so serious mm-hmm. and to just draw it and upload it. And so, yeah, I think that one is a really important work.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have done. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we ask you a note?
Yeah.
Okay.